Hello everyone, it's Annie here and it's the 15th of January, which is a 4-day when you add up all the days, all the numbers. So good solid foundations for the future sort of day. So thank you for joining me now or later, and I'm going to be talking about the numerology for this year, where usually I focus on the month. And I'm hoping that it'll help you to get a little more understanding of the unique essence of each number. The more that I've studied them over the years, the more I realise how truly unique each number is, and they each represent a very specific energy. And it's so interesting that even though we don't necessarily know what the energy, what the number is of our years, so often we're lining up with the energy of it, or what that number represents shows that it is. We're lining up with it anyway, and life's lining up with it and sending us the appropriate things for whatever year number we're in. So it's like getting a bit of insider information to know what your number is for the year, because if we can work with it instead of working against ourselves, it's like if you want to drive from Sydney to Perth but you're on the wrong road, it's going to be a very long trip. So as I say, probably your intuition will be lining up with what the numbers say, lining you up already. We all love validation. You know, validation's why we'll discuss something that's playing on our mind with our friends, just to have someone else acknowledge what we're going through. And numerology and astrology can give, as I say, some validation with some insider knowledge. But before we start, let's just get ourselves here. So just bringing your attention back from what you've been doing today, what you've been focused on, and just starting to tune into your body. You might like to close your eyes or look down, and just coming home to yourself by noticing how your body's feeling right now. And noticing how it's being supported by wherever you're making physical contact with something. So might be the floor is supporting your feet, a chair or a bed or a couch are supporting your body. The building that you're in is connected to the earth, which is supporting the building. So just coming back into that awareness of that connection to the earth and the connection to your body. You might like to notice the feeling of your clothes against your skin. You might be aware of the flow of air in and out of your nose and the corresponding gentle rise and fall of your chest or your abdomen. If you're wanting to feel more deeply relaxed, as you inhale, allow your abdomen to expand, and as you exhale, allow it to contract. And that abdominal breathing is very relaxing. And just briefly doing a scan of your body, noticing how your head feels. Is there any tension or discomfort the aches or pains or tingling in your head. Your throat. How they're feeling, the stiffness, lumps in your throat, or is it all soft and easy? Noticing your shoulders, your chest, running down your back, down your spine. Right down to your buttocks. Being aware of the abdomen, the pelvic area. And flowing on down to your legs, your thighs, knees, lower legs, feet and toes. Back to your shoulders and noticing how your upper arms, elbows, forearms, hands and fingers, thumbs feel. Not making any judgment about how your body feels, just acknowledging the truth of it. Just allowing your body to feel how it's needing to feel in this moment. And being aware of that. Just notice if any messages seem to want to come through, any insights or awarenesses. You might even notice slight changes in how your body feels just from you taking notice initially. I'm just starting to come back out now, so taking a waking up breath or two and opening your eyes when you're ready. You know, just doing that simple practice morning and night, we only spend a couple of minutes, will gradually get easier and easier. And just remind you of how possible it is to feel calm. Remind your body that that is a possible default setting. And then you might find that when you're feeling under a bit of extra stress, it'll be easier to tune into yourself like that. Just withdraw briefly from the external world and connect with yourself, come home to yourself. And if you've been practicing it when you're not under stress, when you are under stress, it'll be easier to come to that place of calm because your body knows what it's about. And I think this year will be a good year for practicing. Years have been. Just got a couple more people have just joined us. Welcome, people. And if you wouldn't mind muting yourselves by pressing star 6. Thank you. So I'm going to start today by talking about what the numbers suggest for globally for the year, and then we'll go into how you can calculate your own personal version of what the numbers say for you based on your day and month of birth. And it's really important, first of all, to get the global picture because that is impacting everyone. That will be the energy of this year, will be the undercurrent through the year, the undercurrent when we're connecting with other people, the undercurrent when we're taking action, when we're responding. And it's a very, very different energy to last year. Now, I want to give you, and I find it really difficult. I'm not able to predict very accurately what it's going to translate into globally, but I have a bit of a shot. Usually at the end of the year, I can see why it was the way it was. But I was, just to give you some examples, do you remember a few years ago, we had a year where it was all about decluttering, and you know, Marie Kondo wrote her book, The Magic of Tidying Up, or whatever it was, and people were setting up businesses to help people declutter, and there was a lot of talk about hoarding, and we were in a global 9 year then, and the numbers go in a 9 year cycle, so nine is, it's the end of the 9 year cycle. The next year after nine, we go back to a one again. And so the 9 year is all about letting go of what no longer is relevant or appropriate with a new year beginning. So globally, there was this sort of letting go energy. And then another one that I noticed was when we were in a 3 year and 2019, you just work out what the year number is by adding the numbers together. So 2019, 2 plus 1 is 3, plus 9 is 12, and then 1 plus 2 from the 12 is 3. And that was the year that we had all the movies, the Bohemian Rhapsody and A Star is Born and the one about Elton John, and there were a few other famous singers. And 3 is so much about creativity and self-expression. It's so about communicating through music or through art or through the written or spoken word. And then last year, when you add together 2021, it adds up to 5. And 5 is the number of freedom and change, and very much the number of the rebel. And so we were barely into the 5 year when the rebellion took place on the 6th of January in the States, and where people were understandably quite compliant to lockdowns in 2020. It was all a new thing. But last year there was a lot of rebelling against lockdowns and a lot of rebelling against the vaccination. And this is also how the numbers flow, that you sort of do move on to an energy that's usually quite the opposite of the preceding number. So 2020 was 4, which is about solid foundations, connecting to the earth, being practical, being real. And so the fact that the 5 energy is sort of rebelling against stability and security and consistency, and we certainly saw that. So this year, when you add together 2022, we've got 3 twos and they add up to 6. And so it's going to be quite an intense energy again. Last year, the 2 twos were diluted by 1, which is quite a different energy. And I'll just talk about the twos first. 2 is a delicious number. It's really sensitive. It's really gentle and kind. It's very intuitive. It's a good number for building your connection to yourself, connection to other people, and connection to the universe. So great year for developing your intuition. It's very emotional. So 2 is the number of emotions. So this anxiety and depression that we're seeing, I think, is going to continue. And you know, we've got 2 ways that we can respond. There's always 2 ways we can respond to anything. We can accept, well, this is how it is. This is reality. Or we can, and so how am I going to make the best of it? how am I going to respond to what is the reality, or am I going to spend the year complaining that this is the reality and it's not the reality I want, or pretending it's not the reality we want and not wearing masks and ending up getting sick. So this again is one of the principles here of working with the numbers in numerology. When you know what the numbers are, it's pretty pointless arguing with life and saying this isn't the number I want for this year. And you know how bad we feel when we complain, or when we argue, or when we resist. It feels really uncomfortable. Even resisting crying, I think, is more uncomfortable than actually just having a good cry, which can leave you feeling better in 5 minutes, whereas we can resist crying for days or even months. So two is a very sensitive number. It really wants peace and harmony, which means it's about being diplomatic. It's about cooperating and sharing. It's very sensitive to anger. And it's also very much about partnerships. And of course, we're in a millennium that's all about two, whereas last millennium was all about one, which is about being independent and being yourself. Now we've got 1,000 years of practicing how to get on with others, be sensitive to the wants and needs of others, as well as factoring in our own wants and needs. So the two energy is also about finding balance and creating balance, balance in giving and receiving, balance in sharing and caring, sharing for others but not to our own detriment, caring for ourselves but not for the detriment of others. Two really governs partnerships, romantic partnerships, and business partnerships. So we're already seeing governments starting to work together about COVID and about global warming. The focus is getting distracted a lot from global warming, unfortunately, because it's a threat to all life on Earth. COVID's only a threat to humans. So that gives you a bit of an idea there about the two sensitivity. It's also about attention to detail, and of course that's what COVID has required, all these systems for monitoring the details of who's been vaccinated, who hasn't, what the dates are. Two is also about timing, and check-in codes. You know, networking is a very two energy as well. So we're seeing so much networking as a result of COVID. And so that energy is there this year globally. And sitting on it is the six energy. When you add up the twos, they add up to six. And six is the other key relationship number. But it's more about relating to, rather than two being relating to partnerships, six is about relating to community and family. Primarily family. Six is the number of love, of home, of family, and of responsibility. So we're already seeing discussion about housing when we look at the global picture, about more and more people becoming homeless. Something's going to have to be done about that this year as rental prices and purchase prices are skyrocketing. We're going to see the focus on the home. Another thing that the six governs is taking responsibility for your health, and of course, you know, that's happening with COVID. Whether we're going to see governments uniting and taking responsibility for the health in all countries. I mean, it seems to me that both COVID and, I don't want to get into politics too much, but it just seems so obvious to me that if you look at the bigger picture, which is what with spirituality we always do, we get that eagle eye perspective, what might be the bigger picture in all of this? Until recently, all countries have been sovereign, they've been independent, they've been entire unto themselves. And now we're starting to have a global community because COVID is affecting everyone on the planet. Climate change is affecting everything on the planet. And it's only by all for one that these problems can be resolved. It's by working together. And two and six both really like that, working together. And six says, well, we've got to take responsibility for this. We can't get angry and complain about it, which is what the five energy of last year can be a bit like. It's six is about, if I don't do something about this, nothing's going to happen. And so this energy certainly sets the stage for a global community working together for the greater good, where we were all kept separate by having separate beliefs and separate goals and intentions. Now we can all be united by two common enemies which have to be responded to in a united way to make any sort of difference. So the sixth energy also is very idealistic and very much about justice. So these are qualities that we saw coming through a bit last year, and I hope that they really will be enhanced in the energies of this year. Six, all the numbers can be expressed in the positive or the negative, and it's the intention we bring to that as to how it plays out. Interestingly, six being the number for responsibility, and Scott Morrison's life path number is six. And we haven't heard a name for a while. The New Zealand Prime Minister's life path number is also six. And you see slightly different approaches to responsibility with the two of them. So there's always the shadow side to every number, and there's the light side. But certainly there will be more focus this year on taking responsibility for where we're at, responsibility for health, for housing. Childcare will be another one, and wanting justice. So continuing to have focus on justice for the aged, for those with disabilities, etc. So those are the undercurrents to this year. And the other thing to say about responsibility is six does really encourage us to serve, to take responsibility for others, but we can overdo that. And we're only meant to take responsibility for those who can't take responsibility for ourselves, for themselves. If we take responsibility for someone who is actually capable of taking responsibility for themselves, we're disempowering them. We're getting in the way of their life purpose. And yes, it's really hard to see someone we love and care about suffering when we can really easily think that we can see the solution for them. But we learn from experiences. We don't learn from being told. We learn from falling on our faces and picking ourselves back up again. So if you have a pattern of being a rescuer and running yourself into the ground, this would be a really good year and focusing your attentions on rescuing yourself and being an example of what you've been talking about to others rather than trying to talk others into or do it for them. We're all here to become empowered, to get to know better who we are and to evolve and grow as a consequence. The other thing with the two energy is it is about self-improvement because it's a really good year for connecting more fully to our own soul and connecting more fully to the divine or the universe, whatever you want to call it. So that's just a little bit about the six and the twos this year. The focus very much on connection, cooperation, responsibility, and health and attention to detail. So now we'll go through how to calculate what your own number is for this year. So it's, you sort of have two numbers for the year. One is the undercurrent number, the six, or you could think of it as the overarching, whichever, if you're an earth person, you probably like to think of it as being, you know, under your feet. And if you're more an air person, you might like to think of it as being an umbrella, that six overarching energy. But now to calculate where your own primary focus is going to be for this year and what to line up with in that regard. So to calculate that, you simply take the numbers in the day of your birth, it'd be one or two numbers, and add them together if it's two numbers. So if you were born on the 31st, you add 3 and 1 together and you get 4. If you were born on the 24th, you add 2 and 4 together and you get 6. And then you add that to the month of your birth. And so if you were born in the 11th month, 1 and 1 is 2. If you were born in the 10th month, 1 and 0 is 1. And you add the day numbers to that month number. So you're just adding up consecutively the numbers in your date of the day of your birth and the date of the month of your birth. And then you simply add that to this year's number. So this year, 2022, we know 2022 adds up to 6. So you just add it to 6. So you add the day of your birth number to the month of the number of the month you were born in, and then you add that to 6. If it comes to a double digit, which it probably will, say it might add up to 15, then you just add the double numbers together. 1 and 5 is 6, or if it added up to 23, 2 and 3 is 5. So it's that simple. You're just wanting to transpose the day and the month of your birth to this year and add them all together. And so, as I say, knowing what your numbers are for the year can really help you to set your intentions for the year, help you to keep on focus for the year, help you to understand why things are happening. You know, if you get a whole lot of challenges at one stage and you stop and you think, well, what year number am I in? Oh, I'm in an 8 year, which is about empowerment. So these challenges are to help me to get stronger, to find out how powerful I actually can be when I'm put to the test. Because we don't find out how strong we are until we meet an obstacle. Or might have something going on and think, oh, I'm in a 6 year. The focus is meant to be on family. That's why I'm having these things with this family member. It's an opportunity for me to learn to get on better with family and to work out where my responsibilities begin and end. And by the way, the opportunities that I see in this being a global year, because it is so much about connections to people, connections through partnerships, connections through family, and connections through community. I see this year as a huge opportunity for us to open our hearts, to drop our judgments of others, drop our criticisms of others. One of the quickest and easiest ways to do that is when you catch yourself criticising someone to stop and think, have I done that? And you might think, well, not to that extreme or not in that way. But the basic principle I think you'll find will apply, that yes, you have behaved in ways that have affected other people like that yourself in the past. So it's an opportunity for us to practice dropping our criticisms and our judgments, dropping our intolerances and opening up to being more loving, more understanding, more cooperative, more caring and sharing, recognising way more fully that we are all one, that we are all impacted by each other's actions. We don't live in isolation. Last millennium, it was as though we were all individuals. This millennium is calling us to learn that we're all one, that we're all interconnected. And our well-being depends on the well-being of others. And their well-being depends on our well-being. It's all interwoven, which is a huge opportunity. And again, if we keep that in mind, that can help us to be more tolerant and accepting of the challenges that we encounter. This is an opportunity for me to practice giving and receiving, caring and sharing, seeing others suffering as though it's my own suffering, or knowing that the suffering I'm experiencing is experienced by others too. So, yeah, watching your thoughts and not arguing with reality can be really good guiding principles. Accepting this is the truth of how it is, but I have choice, and I have choice as to how I respond to how it is. That's the way to live this year, and any year for that matter. I have the choice as to how I respond, and I also have the ability to set intentions, but not be so firmly attached to those intentions that I'll have a complete meltdown if they don't come about. Like, it's good to have a compass course set, but if we have to achieve it, we're immediately putting pressure on ourselves. And this is not a year to put pressure on ourselves. This is the year to learn how to keep your stress levels down, to develop practices like meditation or mindfulness or walking in the bush, just really getting to know what helps you to find peace. What helps you to come into a peaceful state, and practicing that regularly, practicing self-care. It's no one else's job to make us feel good. No one. Not our partners, not our parents, not our children. We're responsible for how we feel. We're responsible for our own well-being. So getting to know yourself and noticing what helps you to feel good, really valuable. So hopefully now you all have calculated what your personal year number is, and let's start going through what each of those numbers will mean for this year. Excuse me. And I'm going to start with the number 9 because it's so connected with number 1 that jumping to number 1 first doesn't really it's hard to get its full meaning then. As I was saying before, 9 is the number of completion. Numerology says our lives go in a 9-year cycle from the moment of our birth. And our life path number is actually the number of the year that we were born in. That's how we know what our life path number is. So we start that cycle of the numbers straight up. From our birth, we might be born in a 9-year, that means we've got a 9 life path, or we might be born in, you know, all the babies born in this year will have a 6 life path. So, no, that's not quite right. They'll have the energy of the 6. Sorry about that. The energy of the 6 will be a strong undercurrent for them. So the other thing just to bear in mind as I'm talking about your year numbers, that if you've had a full chart, look at your chart and see if any of the numbers in your chart are the same number as your personal year number is for this year. So for example, if you're in a 4 personal year this year, and you've got a 4 life path or a 4 soul number or 4 talents, then it's a really good year for you getting on your life path, living more fully your life path, or living more fully your soul's passion, or living more fully your talents. If it's a if 4 is also a karmic number for you, it's likely to be that you'll be working through some past life karma in this year. So it's really helpful to look at your year number in the context of your overall numerology chart. And of course, we can do that if you don't already have one. Okay, so we'll start with the 9 year, which is the end of a 9 year cycle. The numbers just go consecutively. When we've had an 8 year, we go into a 9 year. When we've had a 9 year, we go back to the beginning, back to a 1 year. So if you're in a 9 year this year, each month will have a very distinct flavour to it. With the other numbers, there will be several numbers influencing each month. But with the nine, they're very specific. There's a very specific, just one number for each month. So you'll really notice that some months will, like January for people in a nine, you will be very much about new beginnings, being yourself, coming home to yourself, becoming more independent, spending more time by yourself. And then the two will be completely different. It'll be about February will be about partnerships. But for others, there'll be several numbers influencing each month. So it can be quite intense, the 9 year that way. But again, if you understand, well, that's how it rolls, then you don't start making yourself wrong and what have I done wrong and why is this happening to me? Because you know this is what's meant to be happening. The nine, because you're about to start a new cycle next year, the 9 year is about letting go of what's not relevant to the next 9 years of your life. So if you've been writing a book or working on a composition or doing some sort of a project with your work, it's very likely that will come to completion this year. If you've been in an uncomfortable relationship for a very long time, there's a good likelihood that that will end this year, that you'll finally reach the point of this is just not tolerable anymore, I'm not doing it anymore. So there can be a lot of endings in the 9 year, and anything that you try to hold on to that's meant to go is going to weigh you down. So if you're finding the year heavy, look at what you're holding on to. Are you holding on to some addictions? Are you holding on to some old limiting beliefs? Are you holding on to a job that you've been miserable in for years but you're afraid to leave it? Because the 9 year will make it quite uncomfortable if you're holding on to things that are not good for you. So cleaning out cupboards is a really good idea for you. It's a good idea for everyone to clean out cupboards at the beginning of a year. Clear the decks, make room for the new year, whatever the energy is. But with the nine, the focus will be on letting go. You also may be drawn to getting involved in charitable organisations, not-for-profits, because nine is very much a giving energy, a giving, caring, generous energy. Or you might be drawn to being more creative. Nine also favours the arts. It favours the gathering of information, so you could be interested in studying. But it's not really the year to start anything new. You can start daydreaming about what you might like to start anew next year, but it's clearing the decks this year to make room for the new to come in next year. It's a basic principle that you can't fill a bucket if the bucket's already full. You've got to tip out what's in the bucket if you want to put something new in it. So you're clearing the decks, and then you're looking forward next year to being in a 1 year where you will reinvent yourself. You will work through issues of lack of self-confidence, and I'm talking about the one now, and start to explore with what can I do? What else can I do? There'll be a desire to do something new, start something unique or original. Breaking out of expectations that you've been living with for years. One is it's a really pioneering energy. It's being a new inventor. Steve Jobs had lots of ones. Martin Luther King had lots of ones. So being prepared to stand out, being prepared to be a leader, prepared to show others the way. It takes a lot of courage, and when you're in a 1 year, there's a lot of courage available to you. So just reminding yourself to draw on that courage. You could find you spending some time alone this year, because to get in touch with ourselves and our uniqueness, it's pretty hard to do that if we're surrounded by other people all the time. And so sometimes that aloneness might feel lonely, and if you can embrace that loneliness and see it as it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you, but that it's an opportunity to meditate or to do some journaling or just to listen to yourself and notice what you're thinking about, what's drawing your attention. So it can be rocket fueled. It's the 1 year really wants us to take action on something new and creative, or starting a new course, or starting new study. It's a pretty exciting year. There's huge opportunities, but the choices and decisions you make in the 1 year can lead to outcomes that will come in 9 years' time. And when you get to that eight, you're in your year eight and your 9 year. So, it's pretty exciting time. If you're feeling held back and stuck and blocked, it means there's still some stuff that needed to be released that's carried forward from the 9 year, and it's not uncommon for that to happen at all. No blame, no shame. Just be aware, okay, something's still holding me back. If I'm finding it difficult to move forward, how willing am I to receive change? Then we come to the 2 year, and I've talked a lot already about the two. The focus is quite likely to be on partnerships. You might be working together with an existing partner on a project, or to improve your relationship, or you might be working in partnership with someone else, or going to a business partnership. But it really is about two unique individuals learning how to connect, cooperate and share without losing their identity, without people pleasing, but while being respectful of the rights of the other person. So seeing the other person as a reflection of yourself, and how would you like to be treated, and is that how you're treating the other person? Play the mirror game. So two is a really good year for paying attention to details. You're likely to be a bit more fastidious than you might usually be, unless two is your life path number. It can be a consolidation year on what was begun in the 1 year. So if you did step out of the box and make some new starts in the 2 year, there will be a whole lot of details associated with that that then need to be brought into line with that initial burst of energy and what was produced from that that outpouring. The real craving for peace. Two is such a peace-loving number. It's the number of the diplomat. It's a number that finds anger really harsh and uncomfortable. So learning ways to be at peace, and being at peace with ourselves is always the first challenge to overcome. We think it's, you know, we need someone else to change their behaviour so we feel okay. It's actually how am I feeling right now, and how am I treating myself, and how is that affecting how I feel about myself? Okay, if you're in, and two is very much a sort of water energy, because it's very emotional, and it's very much about flow, just flowing with what is, not necessarily any grand plans. As I say, the 1 year was the year for grand plans. And then in the 3 year, this is a really creative year. This is, three is the number for fun and joy. And so getting out and socialising, mixing with others, playing and having fun. It's also can be a bit of a self-improvement year, because it's very expansive. Sometimes in the 2 year, you can feel a bit as though you're wading through a swamp. It can be a bit slow moving. But 3 year, the focus is on your thoughts and your feelings and your intuition. It's not about being practical, and it's when we're being practical and physical that slows things down, because the physical world's a much denser world. So in three, you can have fun playing with dreams and ideas and visions. A great time to be imagining how you'd like your life to be unfolding, and inspiring yourself and inspiring others. It's a great year to expand out by learning a new hobby or taking some sort of a course. It's a very lucky number two. Things can just sort of drop out of the sky when we're in a 3 year. It's a very interesting effect. The thing to be cautious about is three will always express themselves, and when we're in a 3 year, there's a very strong desire to express ourselves through art or music or words. The thing to watch is how we express. If we don't express, remember I said every number has its shadow side. If we don't express positively, we'll express negatively. The shadow side for the two energy, because it's such an emotional year, is you can be a bit moody. And again, that's about getting out and having some exercise or meditating and doing some self-soothing, self-care. And coming back to the three, just watching that critical tongue. No one can be harsher critics of us, ourselves, than we are of ourselves. And we can slide into depression if we get too heavy-handed with the self-criticism. So remembering this is a year about exploring possibilities, exploring what it's like to play and have fun, to daydream about what else is possible, and just to lighten up a bit, let your childlike self express. No big responsibilities, but the possibility to really get in touch with what is true for you. What are your true thoughts and feelings? What is your intuition telling you? And are you living with those thoughts and feelings, or are there some limiting ones that need to be dissolved away so that you can get more in touch with what you truly think and feel and believe and want to, and what your intuition's saying, getting those lined up. Three, after all, is the number of the Trinity. So learning to express your truth from your heart rather than rehashing what you've been taught or have learned to think and feel. If it's a 4 year, this is having had the playing and daydreaming of the three energy, this is about being practical, down to earth, getting real. May well be financial concerns this year, a really strong desire to have financial security and stability. There's likely to be a lot of focus on work and discipline and effort and putting good systems in place and working productively towards your goals. There can be a bit of focus on family as well, but getting good systems in place and getting a really good systems around your work ethic. And so knowing that the focus is likely to be on work and effort this year, really important as a counterbalance to that. The universe always wants everything to be in balance. Making sure that you pay attention to your health, having spas or massages or walks in the bush, whatever is healing for you, because you don't want to work yourself into the ground. And it's likely that you'll take whatever work responsibilities you have very seriously in a 4 year. So you also need to take care of yourself. Okay, if you're in a 5 year, I talked a bit about that in regards to last year. Five is the year of adventure, so you're really going to be wanting to travel. You may even have trips that you've been planned several years ago to take place this year. And if COVID stops you from doing that or limits you, you could feel really restless this year, and so finding other ways to explore instead. So maybe wherever you live, going to the the galleries and the museums and the exhibitions that you haven't been to, doing the touristy thing, or just getting going out, walking out your front door and just walking and seeing where your intuition takes you, and just go on an explore of your neighbourhood, or go to the centre of the city and then just walk where your intuition leads you, because there is that wanderlust. It's a real gypsy energy. You may become aware of situations in your life, in your relationships or in your work, especially where you feel trapped and stuck, because the five energy really craves freedom. So finding ways where you can experience freedom, where you can be yourself, while also taking responsibility for yourself and your actions. And also, where in the 4 year you might have felt a bit limited and restricted, in the 5 year lots of opportunities can come your way. Just being careful you don't get a bit too scattered, say yes to too many opportunities, but really enjoying the fun and the variety. If it's safe to go to markets where there are people with different cultures, that can be really stimulating in the 5 years, something that's a fun thing to do. And also just keeping in mind in the 5 year, I mean, look at what globally the 5 year was like last year. Anything can change. Anything can change. Everything's up for grabs. And so long as you stay in a place of trusting that the universe always has your back, and even if the change seems scary at the time, almost certainly further down the track you're going to be really grateful for it. If you're feeling a bit out of control, then using stabilizing practices like meditation or listening to music or journaling about your feelings, riding the waves. I love the 5 year because I've got a bit of five energy in my chart, and I love the variety and the adventure and the unpredictability of it, but it can be a bit scary for some people. You can be pretty sure if you're in a 5 year that at the end of the year is going to look completely different to what your life looks like now. And it's going to be in better ways. I mean, even if something that you've really attached to comes to an end, almost certain, especially if you stay open, that opportunities will arise from that ending that you'll gladly embrace and look back and say, thank goodness I was freed from that trap. The 6 year I won't say a great deal about. The focus is home and family. There's likely to be a family member that's going to need some extra care and support from you. There might be a wedding, or there might be a baby, or there might be someone sick. And be an opportunity for you to get clear about where your responsibilities begin and end. Also, you're likely to have a focus on your health. You may have to pay some attention to your health. You may find yourself thinking about moving house, because it's also about the home, or renovating. And if neither of those, I encourage you to do something to make your house more comfortable, because domestic harmony will be really important to you this year. Home will feel a bit like your sanctuary or your retreat, most probably, or you'll want it to be able to be that. You'll be wanting a harmonious home life to support you as you go about your day, where the focus could well be on matters around injustice, matters around service, you serving in some way, matters around health. Certainly you'll be feeling very idealistic about how life could be. So after all these fairly busy years, the 7 year is the one where you detach from the physical world. It's not going to be easy to make much happen in your external world around where you live, or going on holidays, or your work. And at the same time, the universe can decide that some change is coming your way, and all of a sudden you discover you're going on a trip, or some opportunities come up to move your home to something better. The the real focus this year, this is the perfect year to increase your connection with the sacred. And if you're not into spirituality, to just get it more in touch with your inner world. And that can be through meditation or yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, reading books by wise people, studying practices of the masters. But that you're likely to feel more hermity, wanting to withdraw from the world more. And it's a great time to just review your life, no matter what decade you're in. Just look back over your life to this point. Look at what you've learned from your life, because seven is about learning, teaching and learning. Look at what you've learned from this life and what you might want to learn yet. Next, you might want to learn how to be a carpenter. You might want to learn how to be better with your hands. You might want to learn how to communicate better with people. You might want to learn how to take better care of your health. Although the focus is more inclined to be sort of on mental things, focus more on your emotions, your intuition, and your thoughts as a connecting in with the divine. So time in nature, time away from people will be very nurturing and supportive. It's really interesting. I was in a 6-year last year and had the focus on housing things, family things, health matters, and all of a sudden I get to the end of the year, those doors are all closed. No. There's nothing more to do there. And what doors open? Well, thinking more about spirituality. And I end up starting the year doing a 9-day spiritual retreat. So this is, you know, the 7-year. Each, as I say, each number has a very distinct essence. And if you really line up with this essence, then it can be so fulfilling. Where I didn't find anywhere to move to last year, I could keep trying to find somewhere to move to this year, but it's pretty obvious to me. I mean, the urge isn't even there to move anymore. It's pretty obvious to me that there's not much point putting a lot of energy into trying to move this year. The energy is to go into going within. And so then we move on to the 8-year, where the energy is okay, the tides come right in, the confidence is there, feeling very courageous, very strong, very empowered in an 8-year. So it's sort of as though you come out of that retreat and the navel gazing and the contemplation, and you get back out in the world and you're ready to be a mover and a shaker. Things that you've been thinking about making happen for a while might just really start happening. It's a year where you might well find yourself in a management role or setting up your own business. It really favours money and power and success and management, and also working with the laws of the universe, the laws of giving and receiving, the law of attraction and the law of karma, law of dharma. It's where the 8-year is where we reap what we've sown in the previous years. So it's the strongest year, that's the gutsiest year in the 9-year cycle. And if you've been trying to get out of a situation and haven't had the confidence to until now, it's very likely that in the 8-year you'll find that confidence and courage and resilience and endurance and set yourself free. So if you just consider the lens that you look at your day-to-day life through based on the year that you're in, it can be really helpful. Just reminding yourself in a 1-year, it's about becoming more independent. In a 2-year, it's about learning to get on with other people and have peaceful relationships. The 3 years, about being creative and expressing and having fun. The 4-year is about work and being diligent, systematic and disciplined. 5-year is about change and variety and adventure. The 6-year about home and family and responsibility. the seven year about deepening your connection with the divine and with yourself, going within, focus within the inner world. The 8 year about power and money and management. And the 9 year is about ending the cycle of all of that, all those different energies that you've worked through over those 9 years, clearing the decks and making way for new beginnings. Okay, so just taking a couple of slow deep breaths. And let's just spend a minute or two before we finish the call, just tuning in and thinking about the energy of the number that's your personal year number. Just letting yourself absorb that knowingness that this is your year for being more independent or more creative, more focused on family. Just let yourself imagine you're living that and you're feeling it in your body. This is where the opportunities lie for me this year. Imagining that you're being creative or you're being responsible or you're doing a lot of contemplating. Becoming more independent. Going to finish up with a little invocation asking that we be guided and supported through the energies of this year, that we're able to drop away fears and anxieties when we feel challenged and come back into a place of trust and faith, trusting that life has our backs, that everything's unfolding exactly the way it's meant to. That all we have to do is accept what is, feel the emotions that brings up, and make wise choices about how we respond. And setting positive intentions for the future. Thank you very much for being with me on this call, and I wish you a year filled with love and peace and joy. Bye for now.